Welcome to part three of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association podcast series titled How to Find a Job at the ASSA Meetings, Navigating the Labyrinth. I'm Kristen Aggard, Executive Director of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association. Dr. Mary Bowman, the Director of the Resource and Rural Economics Division at USDA Economic Research Service, is joining me today to talk about interviewing for a public agency position in the context of interviewing at the ASSA meetings. ERS research staff includes over 250 economists and social scientists. ERS has been active in interviewing at the ASSA meetings for years. Dr. Bowman, thank you very much for taking the time to give us your perspective. To begin, what professional qualities are you typically looking for in a candidate?
The Economic Research Service is looking for talented economists and social scientists who have a keen interest in research to inform public policies and decision making. In addition to that, it's important that we hire top-notch people with excellence in economics, strong communication skills, and for communication skills, we're looking for writing and speaking to both academic audiences as well as to the users of our information, policymakers. And last, and very important too, is we're a team environment, so people who enjoy working in teams would really be successful at ERS.
What general advice do you have for candidates looking to land a position at ERS?
I think for ERS and other government agencies, it's really important to find out about what we do. What's our mission? What are our programs? And you can get a good start at that by our or another agency's website. But if you get serious after doing that, before you would apply, or especially before you would interview, I would do more than that. I would try and talk to people that you know who, or maybe your faculty member knows who works at ERS, get a sense of the work environment here. I would also, if you're interested in us at an early stage, go to presentations at meetings by ERS staff, and probably the best way is to apply for an internship. Every summer we have paid internships that are selective, but you can compete for them by applying on our website. And that way you really get an on the job experience, and people here get to know you. So to me, that's really key, to have a good sense of our mission before you start talking to us.
What do you suggest candidates do to prepare for an interview with a government agency?
To prepare for an interview with ERS or another government agency, a lot of what you do is similar to preparing for an academic interview. You need to have a very strong job market paper that's polished and something that reflects your work at a fairly advanced stage. Have a CV that highlights all your accomplishments and is well put together. And then have letters from your references that are available to send. So in that sense, the package that we look at to decide who to interview and who to follow up with is the same as for an academic interview. I think the additional thing is to try and demonstrate that you are interested in us and our mission. I do have a bit of a pet peeve that sometimes we get letters from students saying, I really want to interview from you and I'm looking for a teaching position. And, you know, it doesn't disqualify you, but it isn't the best foot that you can put forward in applying to a government agency. And when you show up for the interview, I think similar to an academic interview, you need to be prepared to summarize the important aspects of your research paper. Something we may ask that you might not hear otherwise is, why did you pick this topic? How does this topic apply to something in the real world? And we're really trying to probe if you're someone who can take what you've done and see the links with something that might be a policy or other types of decision. And I think also coming to the interview, be able to be familiar with just something about our program, a recent report or something that you could find on our website, that really makes a good impression that you've at least visited our website.
So a candidate schedules an interview, has the interview. What kind of follow-up do you expect from that candidate?
So after an interview, ERS, and this is true for other government agencies, will go back and within the next week or two decide who to bring to Washington for an in-person interview that would be a day-long opportunity to present a seminar and meet with our staff. And we'll let you know that right at the interview, what the timing is. In terms of follow-up, a thank you note is something that always makes a good impression, and I would highly encourage that. It's just an email is really what we value. And then also, if you're going to be coming to the Washington, D.C. area for another interview, we're always happy to know that. And at that time, we'll let you know if we don't want to follow up, but it could be an opportunity for us to have you add on a day to your trip and come and interview at ERS. And I think just building on that, I'd encourage all candidates to be proactive. You know, as your interview schedule develops, if you really, really wanted to interview at ERS and you haven't heard from us, let us know. I mean, the worst that happens is we tell you that you're not on our short list, but it does make a good impression to know that you're really interested and you're the kind of person who is proactive in following up.
And my last question today, what are the top three most important things that a candidate should remember, consider, or do during the interview process?
I think number one is prepare up front. If you're going to go to the ASSA meetings in January, you really got to be preparing months in advance to have your job market paper ready. You've got to be preparing with your advisors to get the letters ready. And you've got to be thinking about what kind of jobs are a good fit for your future interest. And if it's a place that, like ERS, that's maybe a little different than an academic job, do some homework and learn about us. And I mentioned internships. That's a great way to get experience and learn about a different type of a job. So I think that's the number one key, is prepare up front. Number two is get your stuff out there. Read the ads in the job openings for economists. Send the stuff in on time. And then if you don't hear from someone, also be proactive in following up. An email saying you're filling up your schedule, are you interested, can be very helpful. And then the last thing I think is be yourself. Be focused in your interview, but listen to people and respond to the questions, and have confidence that you're doing really neat and cool research in your dissertation, and that this is a great opportunity to tell people about this wonderful data or wonderful finding you have. There's nothing like enthusiasm to sell yourself in an interview.
And that concludes our interview for today. Thank you, Dr. Bowman, very much for your advice. If you have additional questions or comments for Dr. Bowman, please send an email to info@aaea.org. For more information about the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association, visit www.aaea.org. I'm Kristen Aggard. Thanks for listening.